Sea Secrets of the Past, Unveiling Colonial Trade. Here is one of the secrets of the Atlantic, where the New World's priority was to keep in touch with England and European society. The means, maritime routes. It is under those conditions that maritime trade emerged in the colonies. Trade strengths, the social and economic factors behind maritime expansion. The product. 13 colonies had sprung up on the eastern coast of North America, each one cultivated and produced resources specific to their region. The northern colonies focused on fishing and shipbuilding, the middle colonies cultivated cereals and produced meat, while the southern colonies produced rice, indigo, and tobacco. The advantage of the New World was that their products and natural resources were highly demanded all around the world and were considered as essential goods. That gave the colonies the opportunity to prosper quickly. The sea routes were therefore extended beyond the 13 colonies in order to export merchandise to the Old World and particularly to the mother country. Trade with Native Americans. Another benefit from this trade was the contact created between the colonists and Native Americans. Indeed, settlers exchanged metal materials such as blades, hoes, and cooking pots, as well as alcohol and glass beads used for natives' religious ceremonies. In return, Native Americans exchanged fur, beaver, and deer supplied by the hunters. The fur trade played an important role in maritime trade, because it made it much easier to attract traders and ships from abroad to the northern regions, but also because tensions were eased to make way for a market that benefited both sides and led to the creation of a partnership. For the colonists, it was about building the infrastructure and relationships they would need to stay and prosper in the New World. For natives, it was often about establishing potential alliances. Yet, division still arose, notably between Native American tribes themselves. The first tribal war in 1675 originated from a competition between tribes about their trade with Europeans. Trade organization. This rapid development was due not only to technological advances, but also to a new organization of trade linked to the slave trade and the development of the New World's colonies. The reductions in obstacles at sea, such as the risks due to piracy and privateering, facilitated flows and routes. Navigating the colonial waters, trade routes and travel conditions. The shipping routes. The triangular trade was the most frequently used route from the 16th to the 19th century. Maritime trade was mainly based on the agricultural industry and the slave trade. Products manufactured in Europe were exchanged for raw materials, sugar, tobacco, coffee, or cotton, which were cultivated in the Americas by slaves imported from Africa. In the northern British colonies, fishing and fur businesses contributed the most in maritime trade. Cod and beaver's fur were massively exported to Europe. In the Caribbean, sugar and rum were the goods on which trade was based. In South America, mining was the main industry, as well as cocoa and coffee production. The American forest industry led to the development of the naval economy, essential for trade. Travel conditions. Journeys from one continent to another were long and dangerous, and required meticulous preparation. Food had to be non-perishable, fish and meat dried and salted to prevent them from spoiling. Fresh water was stored in barrels that could sometimes be filled with bacteria. On board, sailors did not hesitate to use violence to maintain order, and corporal punishment was frequent. The route between Africa and America is known as the Middle Passage. During the journey that could last from a few weeks to several months, depending on weather conditions, the slaves were chained to each other without the possibility for them to stand or lie down properly. The lack of food weakened the slaves' health, and the conditions in which they were transported facilitated the spread of disease. Many died before reaching American shores. On the deadliest journeys, the mortality rate could reach 40%, mainly due to diseases such as typhus, measles, and dysentery, which were prevalent on board. Navigation challenges. One of the major impacts of maritime trade was the spreading of diseases on different continents. Some of those had terrible consequences on local populations, and entire communities were decimated. Another challenge for traders was the unpredictable weather. Sailors were exposed to severe storms, unknown currents, and hurricanes. While colonial empires grew richer through maritime trade and the exchange of products, Native Americans became dependent on this trade. The overexploitation of their natural resources transformed their modes of production and local economies, and led to numerous social and environmental changes.